World News from the BBC. Canada's Emergency Preparedness Minister Bill Blair said it will take several months to restore some of the damage inflicted by Tropical Storm Fiona. The storm lashed the Atlantic coast of Canada at the weekend, bringing with it winds of up to 170 kilometres an hour. Houses along the coast were destroyed, trees uprooted and power knocked out. The value of the British pound has slumped to an all-time low against the dollar. It dropped by 4% in early trading and is now worth around $1.05. The fall follows a frosty reception by the markets to the UK government's announcement last week that it will cut taxes and hugely increase borrowing. The BBC's Suranjana Tiwari in Singapore says Asian investors are also dumping sterling and other currencies because the US Federal Reserve has hiked interest rates so quickly to fight inflation.
This is as much a story about a weak pound, but also about the strong dollar. And that's largely because of what the Fed has done over in the US. It continues to raise interest rates to try and reduce inflation. And that's what's causing the dollar to become so strong and other currencies like the pound to become so weak.
Anti-government demonstrations have taken place in several suburbs of the Tunisian capital, Tunis. Marchers criticised the government of President Kais Saied for failing to tackle inflation and rising prices for staple goods. Videos on social media show supermarket customers scuffling over packets of sugar. NASA is preparing to crash a probe into an asteroid some 11 million kilometres from Earth to assess how difficult it would be to stop a sizeable piece of space rock hitting our planet. A spacecraft will strike the target, called Dimorphos, at over 20,000 kilometres per hour. Scientists believe this would be enough to deflect its path. BBC News.